Good morning. We're gonna continue on with the creation story. I thought yesterday that there would only be three parts to the creation story, but the more I reflected on how I'd like to proceed, there's actually gonna be 10 parts, and I'll show you why. But for f before we get started, this is the Earth frequency of 194 hertz. Okay. I'll set my intention to align with Divine Mother. Okay. This allows movement within my will. Okay. And as I continue on with the story, I will also align with Divine Father Spirit, but okay. I could feel the vibration of 194 hertz actually going down the back of my spine, and as I focused on the vibration within me, felt it go down to the gut regions and the lower chakras, which also are symbol for Divine Mother. Okay. Divine Father would be spirit, light that comes down through the upper chakras, connects with the bridge of heart for balance, and then down to the lower chakras of Divine Mother. I'm going to share my screen and show you why there's going to be 10 parts to the creation story with Lost Will and Tarot. So yesterday, we covered key zero through key seven. All right. Now, today we're going to cover key eight through key 14. Part three of the story will be key 15 through key 21. We see that the Creator is at the top of all major arcana. Okay, the Creator is going to experience all aspects of itself. And the major arcana are representations of the whole. All right. Yesterday, in part one, we covered the principles of consciousness. Right. So the Creator has established what we would consider principles of consciousness. And then the second row of the tarot tableau, we see that there are agencies that the principles work through. Okay, it's more like taking action. And then the third row would be the outcome. Right? The effects of all that happened prior to the principle and the effect. Here's an example. All right. The Creator, and this is going to be part four of the creation story. So we'll go deeper into the story by elaborating on the principle of attention and how the principle of attention and or concentration works through the agency of suggestion, which creates the outcome or an appearance. Okay. Here are the principles of consciousness. We touched on some of these principles yesterday in part one of the creation story. All right. But today we will focus on the second row. All right. So, Creator is on a journey, right? To create experiences, to manifest form for the creator to experience. Now, as we saw yesterday, when the creator was the magician, the creator had a desire, set the intention, and then focused on manifesting using the life power, using divine will to create. The magician was in a house, which means that the magician had created allowance, created a space, also displayed trust because the magician's eyes were closed in order for the life power to flow through the magic wand, through the body of the magician, and then outwardly into the garden, which is the subconscious. We could symbolize this as subconscious. We can also symbolize the subconscious as Divine Mother. Okay. Now, here we have key eight, which is the agency of suggestion, right? Key eight, strength. We have a female figure with a garden on her head. Okay, so the magician and the life power is flowing through the masculine principle, flowing through the creator, the divine father, and through the divine mother, who appears to be holding a lion's mouth open, right? The lion is symbol for king of the animal kingdom, right? Strength. So, with a pure subconscious, when the Divine Mother is in agreement with Divine Father, and the energy flows through, then there is a union, right, where anything can happen, anything can be created within the universe, within the cosmos, because of the original thought that the creator had desired. But there has to be involvement with the Divine Mother. Let's say that the Divine Mother has a cloak of ignorance on, right? A black robe, which would create not the allowance for space. Okay. It's a closed area where light cannot impact. But when the subconscious is allowed movement, then light can actually, from the Divine Father, can travel to the Divine Mother, which allows creation of spirit. All right. In other words, Divine Father, Divine Mother have a union which creates children, spirits. All right. We also see that Divine Mother has red roses. These are symbol for desire. Okay. So where Divine Father has to discern is how the attention is being set. Because if the Divine Father has judgment on how the Divine Mother is responding, then that judgment will go into lost will. We do this all the time. Of course we do. We're on Earth. It's a very dense planetary logos for us to experience the both polarities of what we do want to experience and what we do not want to experience. So, how did that come about? How come judgment is even a thing? How is judgment in existence? It's because the Creator had judgment within the creation process. Okay. Just to reiterate from yesterday, the Creator and heart had a divine plan that they created. And then when they set their intention to move forward with the divine plan, they needed Divine Mother to produce the form where spirit and heart did not consider involving how Divine Mother felt about the divine plan, created judgment. Okay. How did this create judgment? Because Divine Mother probably had doubt and gave some resistance and probably also wanted to clarify her vantage point with Divine Father, which maybe Divine Father just overrided and Divine Mother felt guilty, did not want Divine Father angry, probably could feel the anger and the resistance, so she gave in and created anyway. What she did not address in the moment went into lost will. Who is experiencing lost will because of these cosmic echoes and ripples that are still out there? The children of Divine Father and Divine Mother. It's no different than when a human father and a human mother create a baby, and the mother feels within her body during the 9 months, well, the baby within the mother is also gonna absorb those feelings and carry them into birth when the baby arrives outside the mother. Okay. Same thing happens on a cosmic level. As above, so below. All right. So now we have the hermit. Now, the previous tarot key, strength, key eight, was the agency of suggestion. So when our self-conscious mind creates a suggestion to our subconscious, when Divine Father within ourself creates a suggestion to Divine Mother for creation, the Divine Mother is going to respond. Our subconscious is going to respond. The hermit represents the agency of response. All right. So going back to lost will, if the mother had some denial, divine mother had denial, when the divine father had the original thought for creation, all right, the divine mother responded with yes, but with the guilt that was not considered in that cosmic moment was put into lost will. This is how lost will began to compound and generate everything that has been fragmented within the spirits that Divine Mother and Divine Father created. All right. So here we have the hermit, and after Divine Mother and Divine Father created galaxies, planets, and stars, well, there are now homes for the spirits, the children of Divine Father and Divine Mother. But this also requires more responsibility. There's more to oversee from the creation. Whenever we create, we're also creating difficulties. Okay? Because there is a multiplicity of copies that are being sent out, which we are, right? And now, even though the Creator is omnipresent, we're playing out lost will, and I have to use myself as an example. I have to identify within this life all the judgments and denial and the guilt that I have not addressed, that has been carried through the lineage of all of creation within my path of manifested spirits. Okay. And then once I heal the denial, judgments, and guilt that I experienced, all right, I become more receptive to the Creator's loving light. All right. Now we can view the hermit standing on the mountaintop by himself, Divine Father, who is shining light down for all to see and eventually become receptive to this light. But it's not until we become more aware of our self acceptance that we can even acknowledge the light that is all around us. We have to work through our denial, judgments, and guilt, which do not receive light. So once we take those fragments back, then we will be receptive to the Creator's loving light. All right. All right. E10. By the way, I have a book that I created. It's on my website, and it shows the attributions and just a snapshot of what we're talking about today. I use this as a legend because tarot can go very deep, but if we can skim the surface with some easy classifications and attributions, then those sort of become signposts for us to go deeper within when we use tarot and Kabbalah. Okay. So I reference this every once in a while just for quick reminders. Now, here we are with key 10 within the within the principles of consciousness. The agency of grasp is key 10, Wheel of Fortune. So, Divine Mother, Divine Father have now created creation. All right. It's the wheel is in motion for all of creation within the cosmos. All right. Now, everything that the Creator visioned within the original thought, the desire, appeared perfect. But once Divine Mother gave birth to creation, there were the opposite of perfection that was also created. And as the Creator was going through the experiences and feeling the beauty, well, there also is the other aspect of what the Creator did not want to see that was being created from Divine Father and Divine Mother. Okay. And so that created denial, that created hatred, anger, a lot of the lower chakra feelings that we experience. Okay. Well, the Creator didn't understand in the moment, just as we don't when we're living our life, creating experiences, and we have the feelings that don't feel good, that are very intense. If we create avoidance patterns, they're not going, the judgments are not going away. They're just being avoided and will circle back around. We will have the attempt to experience the feeling again, acknowledge the judgment, realize what the judgment is now, and accept that we no longer need that judgment to be of service for us moving forward as we learn. Okay, we have more self-acceptance. And so we go round and round and round, just as the cosmos goes round and round and around. And as the Divine Father and Divine Mother's relationship goes round and around, they are also attempting to address lost will. And we, as spirits, are reflections of Divine Father and Divine Mother in these attempts to discover the lost will and then take ownership, allowing the energy to move. Because judgment, denial, and guilt do not reflect light, whereas the Divine Father is attempting to express loving light in all areas of creation in order to complete the whole original thought and the divine plan. Okay. Here we have key 11, justice. This tarot key is in the exact center of the tarot tableau. The female figure, who I call Lady Justice, is holding the scales, which are arms getting tired, that represent balance. Okay. All right. There we go. So here we have Divine Mother attempting to communicate her feelings, her emotions, her perspective on creation. All right. She has the Sword of Justice also in her hand. It's straight up, it's on guard. It is the final say before creation can manifest. Now, keep in mind with the Wheel of Fortune, creation is constantly occurring. Energy is constantly moving unless it is in lost will. There are the fragments that are stuck holding nothing. It's the closest to death that we can symbolize within the cosmos. Okay. But Lady Justice, Divine Mother, she is attempting to express to Spirit, Divine Father, who, where light moves quicker than form, that we need to consider how I feel about what we are creating and how we are manifesting spirits. All right. Now, key 11 is assigned to Libra. And Libra is about balance, right? It's an air sign. Also, with Lamed, the Hebrew letter Lamed, the symbol is education and to work, right? This is the action. The agency of action and the principles of consciousness. So, Divine Mother is going to put forth work in order to create manifestation once her and Divine Father are in union and she receives light within her will to create manifestation, right? To manifest. From the original thought and the original idea from Divine Father and Heart. All right. Now, I'm not talking so much about the fourth major player in the creation story, which is the Father of Manifestation. It took me a while to understand this dynamic of the four major players. So, in my first attempt, which is not scripted, creating this story with tarot, I find it easier to isolate Divine Father, Divine Mother, and Heart as the major players. But there is also the Father of Manifestation. Okay. We can view the Father of Manifestation as the Creator's brother. All right. Divine Father, Creator, Light, masculine polarity, and then Divine Mother, they gave birth to heart. Okay, they gave birth to heart. And then Divine Mother also created the Father of Manifestation, which is the brother of Divine Father. Okay. It's not as linear as how things work here on Earth, but the ideology and causality is way beyond how we create here on Earth. Although it's very similar. Okay. But we're just going to stay with Divine Father and Divine Mother. Here we have Key 12 Hangman. And although the male figure is upside down in what appears very uncomfortable, he is very comfortable. Just the opposite. He is very comfortable. There is light shining within a gap where water used to flow. Okay. We remember that Ketu, the high priestess, the primal cause where consciousness originated was from the cold mother, right? The water came from her robe and flows through all major arcana. But here, the Divine Father has reversed the choice in creation, and there's no water. This is a good symbol of the divine creator addressing lost will. Okay, there was a gap, and now the divine creator is able to shine light within this gap because the divine father addressed lost will. The Divine Father moved along and created experiences and was able to look back and see, ah, I had judgment against Divine Mother. Let me go within and address this Let me go in and identify this judgment that I created because it is towards me, towards self. Acknowledge the judgment, and that creates movement within the will of the mother, and the father is able to shine light into the gap that was not moved. So lost will requires us to attempt to identify. And we can feel lost will within the lower chakra system in all moments and within our life. We are working through the reflective process. And if we pay attention to everyone around us that we have close family members or even strangers reflect to us, we feel it in our gut. We avoid it. That's something that we need to reverse, go within and address. Feel it out. Not just intellectualize the event, because if we catch ourselves blaming or avoiding, then that means we're not addressing lost will. Lost will is compounded with denial, judgment, and guilt. Those three primary players of lost will do not receive light. unless we create movement. And once we create the movement, then light can shine in that gap for the expansion of consciousness and creation. Now, all right, let's see. So the P12 was the hangman, the agency of reversal. Now we have key 13, death, the agency of motion. So the creator has addressed lost will, created it. Retrieve the fragment of judgment that was projected onto Divine Mother, and she also had her response to Divine Father. Those two actions created the outcome of what they wanted to experience in the moment, but did not experience the whole experience. And what lost will retrieved was from the mother, Divine Mother, was denial, and Divine Father projected out guilt toward himself, which also went into lost will. So now the Divine Father has went back and gathered that fragment of guilt towards the Divine Mother and shined light in the gap that was created that we could see in key two. Well, now there's motion, okay? With death, key 13, we can see that the skeleton is a strong foundation for the human body. And there's also a harvesting going on, a harvesting. We can view that when we go through our lost will and retrieve the fragments of guilt, denial, and guilt, denial, blame, we can actually fill in the gaps with light. Okay. And that's what's going on in this symbol. Divine Father, Divine Mother, the in-between. We retrieve the fragments, and then we have a white rose here to remind us that the purity of desire will manifest within the whole. Okay. There's water in the background. And so we know that consciousness is flowing and experiencing everything, every aspect that the major arcana represents within the tarot tableau, key zero through key 21. Okay. So it's important that we get to the foundation layer of creation and explore lost will. E14, temperance. Here we have an angel who is providing support as we go within Lost Will and we lay out the fragments of Lost Will, okay, we can see that the angel has fire, water, 1 foot in the water, 1 foot on land. The angel has a rainbow of promise above him. The angel is going to support. We always have support. So stepping into the unknown and overcoming fear, we are actually exploring lost will and have more of an opportunity to retrieve fragments of ourself that are within lost will. So, Divine Father and Divine Mother are in the same process as we are within ourselves here on Earth. Okay. The creation story is not just local with our own individual story, but we can now know that the Creator is an evolving Creator. The Creator is learning from experience and also through us as spirits within form, because we are reflecting fragments of the Creator. Okay. We are reflecting fragments of Divine Father and Divine Mother and heart and the Father manifestation, which would be body. The angel is going to provide tests and trials as we seek out lost will. And even though it may not appear in this incarnation that we are seeking out lost will, we really are. Okay? Because we are attempting to become more whole and more receptive to the Creator's love and light. When we focus on non-reception, which would be towards lost will, that involves judgment and denial, then and guilt. That's the key to becoming more receptive. So we have to watch ourselves and our angel who is assisting will guide us in every moment. For a potentiality to see a reflection of obtaining that fragment and feeling that judgment, denial, and guilt, which is preventing us to becoming more whole within ourselves. Once we find that inner peace, we are actually, and it's like a it's a process. Okay. And then we take these fragments back and then actually experience it. We become more whole. All right. So this is kind of tricky. For me to speak out loud without preparing a creation story, because I'm using the symbols that I've already implemented within for my own self-expression on how I have the vantage point from the Creator's vantage point. And this is going to be different for all of us. But what's important to understand in my attempt to explain the creation story is that lost will is all around us on Earth. And we all have our part in retrieving the fragments that we did not want to address. I will use myself as an example. When I had so much self-denial within myself, I would escape myself with outward appearances. So basically, I'm running from myself. Okay. But if I stop and actually be still, quiet the mind, then I can actually hear and address a lot of the lost will that I can't run from. Because it's going to keep, lost will is going to continue to appear within our life if it's within us and there is no movement. When I begin to acknowledge my guilt, self-denial, and judgments towards myself, and I worked through it, felt it, created movement, received more light in order to be more whole, which I still have a lot of work to do, but the process has been unfolding where now I don't see the reflection as much as I did 10 years ago. The energy around me has less guilt, denial, and judgment. Right? That's how it works. That's the reflective process that we are all experiencing together. As for the creation story, I will stop for today. And yeah, that'll be it for today.